News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
The reason I am dressed like an out of 80s pop star is because we've hit our target thus far, which is, the next up is 76,000 euro. So I'm told there is another outfit in my future, which would be nice to get this mustache off. If you want to donate, makeawish.ie/donate is where you can do it. Now, the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation is a fundamental part of the global climate system. Scientists for some time have been warning that there is a chance that it may begin to change or dissipate and that that would be significant. They're now warning that that chance is vastly increased over previous estimates. Darren Clark is with us, Assistant Professor in Climate at DCU. Darren, before we get to the latest revelations, explain this circulation and its significance.
Yes, good morning, Anton. So the AMOC is a large system of ocean currents in the Atlantic, and it effectively moves warm, salty water northwards from the tropics and colder water back south to the southern Atlantic. And it's best described if you think of it as a conveyor belt. So that northward heat transport is one of the reasons why Ireland gets a much milder climate than places at similar latitudes in, for example, eastern Canada. And so if it weakens, it doesn't necessarily mean we'll suddenly see freeze-like conditions, but it does mean that the balance of heat, how we get our rainfall patterns, the storms we are impacted by across the Atlantic changes significantly. And because we in Ireland sit right at the edge of this system and we're influenced and our climate is directly dependent on those ocean currents that are feeding warmer water to our coasts, we're particularly sensitive, probably one of the most sensitive countries across Europe to any slowdown in the AMOC.
Now, I realise, Darren, that climate change is not to be desired in any setting, but I'm sure there'll be people who are listening and saying, is this change or is this threat? As in, is it necessarily going to cause problems if it becomes a slightly different climatic environment?
It is going to become a huge threat. It's not something that we would see immediately overnight, but we have built our systems, our entire economy, our society around our current climate. And if this does, which the study suggests that it could weaken by about 50% by the end of the century, these ocean currents could weaken by 50% by the end of the century. If these do weaken by that, it won't happen overnight that we'll see a dramatic change in temperature or rainfall. But we have built our entire climate systems, economic systems, our agriculture, our transport, our energy is all built around our current climate. And so any significant changes to that means that we're not well adapted, or we aren't well adapting to what something like this could have a significant impact on our entire economic system. There was a study separate to this last year that suggested that we would see in the northern European region, we would see much more extreme temperatures, both in winter and summer. And there was that study in particular said that one in every 10 years, Dublin could see temperatures as low as minus 22 degrees Celsius. We don't have the ability of our infrastructure. Our economy is not capable of dealing with that sort of extreme temperature. And we would also, in the summer, we would see more extreme drought-like conditions. And there would be huge fluctuations for a system that we effectively don't deal well with, more moderate, I would say, extreme weather at the minute. The fluctuations would be devastating for Ireland and for large parts of Europe.
Darren, thank you very much for your time this morning. Darren Clark, Assistant Professor in Climate in DCU. If you want to get in touch, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.